Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has been activated off the reserve COVID-19 list. Jackson will be without Mark Andrews and Willie Snead. Panthers wide receivers DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel were placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. There's a chance that Moore could return, but he's also dealing with an ankle injury. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule said he's hopeful that running back Christian McCaffrey will be available for Sunday's game against the Broncos. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson has yet to make up his mind if Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts will play in Week 14 against the Saints. We have a special Tuesday night football matchup with the Cowboys playing the Ravens. The Cowboys sit at 3-8 on the year and are 7-point underdogs heading into this matchup. Dallas has the worst point differential in the conference at -108, and Andy Dalton hasn't done much. Their offensive line is a mess right now, as America's team has only scored more than 19 points once in their last 6 games. The Ravens are kind of past their COVID issues, but they've still lost 3 straight and 4 of their last 5. To be fair though, none of those losses were by more than 1 score. Ravens wideout Marquise Brown scored last week, which was his first touchdown since Week 8, and his first time passing 50 yards since before Baltimore's Week 7 bye. The total for this one is set at 45 points. For DFS targets, Michael Gallup and J.K. Dobbins are the top picks. Gallup is under 4K on DraftKings, and he's facing a Ravens defense that is 22nd in DVOA versus wide receiver twos. Dobbins didn't play last week, but he did score in his last game played, and the Cowboys are 32nd in rushing yards per game allowed. Look for the temperatures in this one to be mid-30s and winds to be in the 9 to 10 mile per hour range. It's unlikely that there will be snow. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.